were from the South. They were not from the North. Most of them did come from the South. In that regard, you could say that many black Southern men did fight against their masters, but not in an insurrectionary mode. Now, the reason was not the one given by white Southerners after the war, namely that slaves were really happy, they were well cared for, it was a paternalistic system in the best sense of that word. We took care of them, we looked after them when they were too old to work. In the North, of course, they cast workers aside when they get too old or when they're maimed, but we don't do that with our slaves. That's the white Southern explanation after the war. Slaves are happy and well taken care of, didn't want anything to do with the Yankees. That is really not what was going on. There were a number of reasons why black people didn't either, why all black people didn't run away from their masters or engage in overt acts of violence. First of all, many of them didn't live in an area penetrated by Union armies during the war. If you're not close to a Union army, there's really no place to run away to. So that would foreclose that option for many slaves in the Confederacy. Many slaves didn't want to break up families. They lived together as families on plantations, and the notion of one or two of them running away and leaving the rest behind didn't make sense. They thought it made more sense to stay together as a family and see what happened. Many also believed that, as rumors told them, and they would pick up rumors of what was happening from overhearing conversations among their masters or using a network that ran from plantation to plantation, they might have heard that a Union army seemed to be approaching, and it would make sense to wait a while and see whether it showed up rather than taking off into the unknown, so to speak. And a number of Southern blacks, Southern slaves, probably didn't trust white Northerners much more than they trusted white Southerners. So they would also take a wait and see attitude. There are a number of reasons why they might not have engaged in either running away or overt rebellion. The last one, of course, would be that there were extremely harsh penalties if you were caught rising up against a white master. On a practical level, the institution weakened in the Confederacy as the war went on. With so many masters away, control of the day-to-day existence was left with older men, women, or young people who simply could not exercise the same degree of control that white males could. So there was an inevitable weakening of white control. The experience of the Shepherd Pryor family and their slaves on a Georgia farm, I think, illustrates this point. Pryor was a slave owner with 13 slaves at the time he went off to war. He went to fight in the Army in Northern Virginia, fought through the majority of the war. During the time he was gone, his wife gave more and more responsibility to a slave named Will, whom Pryor had appointed overseer because Will knew a great deal about the workings of the Pryor farm, when to get the crops in, how to get them in, and so forth. Pryor knew that Will understood these things. Will dutifully got in the crop in 1862 and prepared in 1863. But at the same time, he harbored runaways from other farms. When Shepherd Pryor found out about this, he wrote his wife, "I'm truly sorry that it happened with Will, for I think a great deal of him. It's true that he did very wrong in denying the charges after he was caught, but dear, I never could blame a Negro much for assisting one that was running away. Will's too old to be whipped, and not to do anything to deserve it. Don't have him whipped unless nothing else will do." I think that Will and Shepherd Pryor tacitly acknowledged that the game had changed. The war had worked a significant revolution in relations on this one Georgia farm, and that act would have played out again and again and again and again across the South, where there is a shift in relations between slaves on the one hand and their masters on the other, almost always with more power passing from the masters to the slaves because of the circumstances of war. On some farms and plantations, roles almost reversed, with slaves taking care of elderly or youthful whites and their property. Now, that doesn't mean that these are Sambos or Uncle Toms who are doing this, who are selling out to the white people. It's just an instance or an example of people responding to changing circumstances in their own way. In doing so, These people, like Will, took the first step toward a kind of freedom while they were still slaves.